Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. It is time once again for Morning with Jesus. So get your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of wonderful messages we are going to get today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now you get to learn about the magical DC Love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone. I'm here with my little buddy, Jackson. So he might have some messages for you guys. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, an empath, a Reiki master and teacher, and, as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But the really cool thing about our connection is that Joan has left the door open, and others have walked through that space. It has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source. As well, it has also provided me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. But I've now hung up my 357, and I offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And this is the force I now belong to, as well as being the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am almost awake. Okay. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds, a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker and author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits and fears and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. And one of the things that I'm doing now that I just feel like I really want to just say it is that I am helping people to deprogram their minds, to let go of those old thoughts and beliefs that used to run their lives so that they can choose what they actually want to think about. You can learn more about DC Love or me by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. You can click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus and scroll to the bottom. There are Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website, so that's one of the ways you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me, but feel free to look around that website. There's also a tab that says Program Your Mind, so if you want to learn about that, feel free and send me any questions that you have. I really want everyone to experience how wonderful life is truly meant to be. Okay, now it is time for our messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Well, the first message I have is a little prayer, and it is entitled, I Ask You for Time. It was written by Carol C.C. Miller. Dear angels, seen and unseen, I ask you for time. I ask you for time to allow me to change my to-do list to a B-list. I ask you for time to remind me to take a moment to breathe deeply and recenter into knowing all is well. I ask you for time so that I slow down and see the beauty in the busy. I ask you for time to remind me to look up and know I have support to call upon. I ask you for time to be reminded that everything happening is for my highest good, even when in the moment I am unsure. I ask you for time so that I can pause and remember that life is magical, mysterious, and miraculous all at the same time. I don't need to know how it works. I just need to know it does. I ask for time so that I can sit in a moment in deep appreciation for all that is and all that is coming. Dearest angels, thank you for your time. And with that being said, I have a message. Always count your blessings. Look ahead to the new chapters of your life that are waiting to be written. God has seen you through every day of your life and will continue to do so. He will be with you. Start off each day by giving thanks instead of complaining and counting your blessings instead of your problems, always choosing to be grateful. Praise God and be open to all the miracles that are coming your way, as well as health, happiness, prosperity, and abundance. Thank God for each new day, consciously and consistently, recognizing and appreciating all the things you may take for granted. Pay it forward to others and expect nothing in return. Love and accept yourself just the way you are. Live more, smile often, dream big, and never forget how fortunate you truly are. May light, peace, and love, as well as true bliss, be yours today, tomorrow, and always. And as you go forth on your journey, embrace all of the possibilities and miracles that are waiting to happen, as well as new beginnings and wonderful surprises. As the pages of one chapter of your life come to a close and you await the new chapter that is waiting to be written, pause and reflect on all the good that God has bestowed upon you. Prepare for everything wonderful that this new year coming up will bring, as well as the blessings that will be yours throughout the rest of the year. May we always cherish our family and friends, embrace our faith more fully, and also thank the Lord for everything he has done in our life and will continue to do. May he renew the hope in our hearts, allowing our spirit to soar beyond the stars, filling us with peace and knowledge of his love once again. Beloveds, I love you, Jesus. And I have another little message. Jesus asks that we make time to talk with him daily. Let him fill you with spirit each day. Invite him on your journey and ask him to guide your steps. Watch in amazement as he takes care of all the little details. Is your life complete? Do you feel like there's something missing? Well, Jesus is the answer. There is no need to be broken or desperate. Turn to him and watch how miracles unfold. Let go and let God. Give all your problems to Jesus. Take comfort in his strength and his joy. You will never be the same again. Co-create your life with Jesus. What a happy life you will have. The moment of truth comes when you realize life isn't life without Jesus by your side. Jesus is the prescription for all of life's problems, and that is a fact. All that we have accomplished, we owe to Jesus. Commit to the Lord, and whatever you do, and your plans will succeed. If you're looking for someone to change your life, not just your status, turn to Jesus. Draw near to him, and he will draw near to you. You can free yourself of the self-imposed prison. Return to the oneness. There is power in the name Jesus. Unite with him today. Sometimes you've got to fall before you can fly. When you get down, get up again and soar to new heights with him by your side. Only Jesus can turn a mess into a message, a test into a testimony, a trial into triumph, and a victim into victory. The most important relationship you will ever have is the one you have with Jesus. You will know without a shadow of a doubt that your life is headed in the right direction. If you're still not sure, there's even a little book that you can check out called Jesus for Dummies. And if you're at the end of your rope, turn to Jesus and please trust him. He'll hold the other end of the rope and he'll catch you. He'll lift you up again. Jesus may not give you what you want, but he will certainly give you everything that you need. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, tomorrow, and forever. Be an organ donor. Give your heart to Jesus. And Barbara, those are my messages for today.
Oh, I like that. Be an organ donor. Give your heart to Jesus. Okay. Oh, okay, here is, let me get back into my own head. All right, so here's what Jesus wants to say to us all right now. My beloveds, despite what you may have been taught, depending on what your religious background is, I'm not here to save you because you don't need to be saved. There's absolutely nothing you need to be saved from. I am here to help you realize who you are, to live in your power, to know that you have the ability to create your life. And so today I am going to use as an example someone that you are familiar with. I will talk to you about Barbara Grace. She has been working very diligently for a number of years on changing her thoughts, changing her beliefs, on recognizing that so much of what she had been taught did not work for her. And each step of this journey, she would learn something new, some new way of releasing, letting go. And then she would ask, is there anything better? And we would guide her to something better. And so she has learned a great deal about letting go, about what works and what works best and what works fastest and what is actually important. And now she is doing the work of helping people to deprogram their minds. And she does this work by first programming her own mind. Because this isn't just something she talks about. It's something that she lives. And we encourage each of you to begin letting go, deprogramming your mind. The sense of peace and love that she has now is so much more than it was even a week ago. Certainly, thousands of times more than it was a year ago. And when she looks back over her journey, which has been going on for a number of years, she can see that she truly has changed. When she started connecting with us, we told her that she would have to release everything that she believed. And she laughed and thought, well, that's pretty much impossible. And now that is what she is doing. That is how she is changing her life. She is letting go of all of the beliefs that she has been taught. And then she is making a conscious choice about what she actually chooses to believe. She's taking back the power in her own life. And she's learning to create with her conscious choice. We share this with you because we want you to know that this is possible for each and every one of you. And it doesn't have to take all of the years that Barbara Grace has invested in it. She started where she started, and she learned as she was willing to learn. And the pace at which things happen in her life has accelerated over these years, because she has opened up more and more to allowing herself to become who she already is. We encourage each of you to do this, to take whatever steps are right for you. You do not have to follow the same path she did. You are not her. You are your own person. And there is a right path for each and every one of you. Open up. Open up to being who you truly are, to living a life that feels amazing. Open up to the truth of you. Open up. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Oh, that was awesome, Barbara. Thank you.
I don't know how I feel about him talking about me like that, but okay, I'm all right with it. And there was a time when I would have been very much not all right with it, but I have let go of a lot of stuff. All right, now we have come to the part of the show where we take questions from callers and from people in the chat room, although my chat room is once again not working, but I'm still trying. So we will go to our first caller from area code 229. Hi, who's this?
Hi, Barbara in D.C. This is Melvin.
Oh,
hi, Melvin.
Melvin.
How are you?
Please.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good, I guess. I just want to know, do you have any messages from me from Spirit concerning finances and this is a woman that I'm interested in.
Okay. Well, Melvin, this is DC. The first thing that I'm getting is this is the time that you should be resting a little bit, okay? Are you getting enough time to, you know, just meditate and relax and just, like, stay in that that place of peace and stillness?
Yes, yes, ma'am.
Okay, because it's going to help your spiritual growth, okay? And just hold on to that. You asked about finances, and I got, Melvin, that your emotions and your fears are blocking you from, like, logically seeing things the way they are. And it makes you exhausted, emotionally drained. Melvin, it is time to take a break and just rest. Or even go for a walk out in nature. Anything that you can do to just, like, really clear your mind, okay? And
okay.
When you do, you're going to see that your money issues are going to change when you set aside the emotional attachment to the outcome. Because negative and emotional reactions when you think of money is not going to change anything. So slow down and think about something more peaceful when you get into that mindset, Melvin.
Yes.
Okay? Okay. And I'm getting there's going to be something new and exciting coming your way in regard to, you know, love.
Okay.
And I'm getting, you know, it's coming. You're having, like, an awakening in regard to love, is what the angels are showing me. And I'm getting, Melvin, you're going to have a beautiful relationship. It's going to be really stable. It's going to be happy. It's going to be emotionally secure. Okay?
Okay.
So just make sure, as we tell everyone, are you loving yourself first, Melvin?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I am.
Okay, and really, you know, doing nice things for you, okay?
Yes, ma'am. Is this someone that have already known?
I'm getting a yes. And you're going to just be so lucky in this area, and your life is going to be blessed, and I'm getting ideal mate, Melvin. Okay? And I'm also getting the word miracle around you. Trust in God to know the perfect solution is on its way in regard to the questions that you've asked. Okay? And just know that God, infinite wisdom, has all the solutions that you are needing. I'm getting Jesus coming forward and saying, Melvin, a miracle is manifesting for you, beloved. And it may come to you in a way that you didn't expect. Mother Mary is stepping forward, and she wants to be a beautiful source of emotional comfort for you as well as healing. She's saying, my beloved Melvin, lean upon me. And just watch, and you're going to see how, like, the divine timing comes into place. And you're going to be given, you know, instructions to take the necessary steps that are going to bring about the miracle that you so deserve, Melvin. Okay? So open your heart. Allow your heart to be open, Melvin. Your heart is not fully open. You've got to allow yourself to feel the full range of emotions, especially when it comes to love. Okay? You spend a lot of time thinking and analyzing. And Mother Mary is saying, my blessed, beloved Melvin, please open your heart more. She knows that you've had some fears, you've been emotionally hurt before, and she now offers you comfort, support, and she's going to guide you. Okay, and opening yourself up to this love is really essential. So consciously make that choice, even though you know that when you did it before, you know, you were open up to being hurt. You've got to be vulnerable, you've got to be real, and you've got to allow others to see the true, beautiful soul that you are, Melvin. And Archangel Michael now joins Mother Mary, and he has his shield and his sword next to you so that you can be open and know that you are protected, Melvin. And that's what I have for you. I hope that helped.
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, hold on. Barbara's going to come in with some more. Hold on, Melvin.
Okay, thank you.
Barbara, are you muted?
Yes, I was muted.
Okay.
But I told you a whole bunch of stuff that was really great while I was muted. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
My beloved, you are making progress. You truly are. You are opening up to changing your life, to letting go of who you believed you were and becoming who you truly desire to be. And we encourage you to continue on this path to let go of the thoughts that do not serve you. We want you to know that this wonderful person who is coming in to be a part of your life is going to help you to change. They're going to help you change a lot. They're going to help you realize a lot of your beliefs so that you can let them go. This will be about your growth, your learning, you will learn more about who you are. You will learn more about love, what it truly is, what it truly feels like, how to truly show love. This is something that so many people do not really understand. And we are delighted that you are ready to take the steps to have this information in your life. Because the more you open up to love, the more you open up to the flow of all good things in the universe. And that includes money. If there is not love, it's difficult for you to allow yourself to accept money. Because you've been taught so many things about what money means, where it comes from. And so much of that is just not true. So this is a wonderful time in your life, and it is a pivotal time in your life. And you are going to look back in about a year or so and just be amazed at how much you have grown, how much you have changed. And those changes have already begun. So we encourage you to continue to allow yourself to open up, to let go of what you used to believe, and to start accepting the truth that is coming from your heart. We are here to assist you. We will always be here to assist you. And we love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Wow, that's great. Yeah, is there a time frame of meeting this new person, well, this person?
Maybe DC gets one. I don't usually get time frames, but let's see if DC has one.
Okay,
DC is apparently muted. I wonder what Jackson
is. Yeah, yes, I was muted too. I'm going to try and give you a time frame, but you know what? You've got to listen to the other messages, and you've got to, you know, have faith, and you've really got to start, you know, believing. Okay, I'm going to just see if they'll give me a time frame. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Melvin. God bless you, honey.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, so the first thing I'm getting, Melvin, honey, is do not jump into anything too fast, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
We're almost done with 2017, and you don't want to do things that are going to set a bad tone for next year, okay?
Right.
I'm getting 2017, Melvin. It could be the beginning, I'm not sure, but you're feeling stronger, you're more confident, and that's going to make the perfect scenario for you to meet that special someone. So make sure you're just going out, you're having fun. And Melvin, when you're not looking for love, love is going to find you. It's going to come your way. Okay?
Okay.
So please don't focus too much on it. Okay? Just, you know, make sure that you're loving yourself first. Think of what are the qualities that you want, you know, in your partner, Melvin.
Right.
Put that out to the universe. You've got to put it out to the universe and say, these are the qualities that I want. But also there's another side of the list, the things that you don't want. Okay?
Right, okay.
And make sure you do that, okay? Because I'm getting that, you know, you are going to have, like, a really beautiful relationship. And you're waiting for that special someone, and she's going to come along, okay? But you've got to focus on what you want in a relationship, okay?
Okay.
Make sure that you start focusing. Don't get bored with things. And just when you do meet that special someone, keep it live, keep it real. Do things that to spice things up when you do get, you know, together with them, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I sort of see Barbara, maybe you could help him with this. He set boundaries all around himself. So he's doing something that's holding himself back. I see him not moving because he has artificial boundaries, and they were created by Melvin.
Yes, he is a creative person. One of the things that I'm getting, Melvin, is that they're saying love is not work. Do not work for love. Love is slow. Love is natural. Love is graceful. Love is fun. love is you letting go. And maybe that's the boundaries around you. They're telling you to let go of. If you make love work, if you think you've got to work to make someone love you, you've got to work in order to make the relationship work. And you know, see that word work keeps coming up. They're saying dump work. And
yeah.
Let it be fun. Let it be flowing. Let it be life. So if you want to see love as life, that just feels so much better, so much more energized. Work feels heavy. Ugh, work just feels like, oh, work. so they want you to let go of that word work and see love as life. See it as beauty. See it as flow. See it as you opening up more and more to the knowing that this is what you deserve. This is what you're here for. And there's nothing that you need to be afraid of about it, because this is going to feel absolutely magnificent, because it is, and so are you.
Okay.
And the angels are taking away some of your boundaries right now as I'm talking to you. So start feeling what you want to feel. Feel what it feels like to be in love. Feel what it feels like to know that you have that deep connection with someone, that connection that's never going to end, and that that person accepts you exactly as you are. They're not waiting for the day when you become perfect, when you change. They accept you right now, exactly as you are. And they're showing me that there's this beautiful connection between you guys' hearts already. That connection is there.
Okay.
So just relax and open up to it.
Okay. Wow. Okay. That's beautiful. Yes, ma'am. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, it feels really beautiful.
Yeah,
you're going to enjoy this.
Okay. Thank you all so much.
You are welcome.
Thank you, DC.
Oh, you're welcome. God bless you, my special friend. Take care now.
Okay. You all have a blessed holiday.
You as well, too. Melvin.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 412. Hi, who's this? Area code 412. Area code 412. If you're talking, you're muted and we can't hear you. Area code 412. I wonder if they had to run to the bathroom or something.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Pam. How are you?
I'm great, Pam. How are you?
I don't know what happened there. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So what can we do for you today?
Well, I would like to know what you see for me in the future in line of a romance. I lost my fiancé a few years ago, and I'm so lonely, and I'm ready to try to find someone. I don't have any family left, really.
Okay. Well, let's see what DC gets first, if she's ready.
Yes. Hello, Pam. Thank you for calling. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
I'm getting, you know what, you can find love in 2018, I'm getting it. I don't know this year, but you've got to put a little bit of effort into it, Pam. You know, I feel like you're putting more energy into different areas of your life and not as much into the area of love, is what the angels are showing me.
Well, I have been trying lately more, yes.
Okay, well, that's good. And just, you know, you've got to know, too, like what you're looking for, okay? And, you know, make a list of the things that you want, the qualities of that special someone.
Okay,
and on the
I've
other side, of course, okay, the things that you want, of course. Okay. Okay. What am I getting? Okay, I am seeing, you know, like stuff is starting to change and it's moving in the direction. So I'm getting love is going to come your way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And just, you know, live each day with an attitude of gratitude is what the angels are showing me, Pam, in regard to love. Okay. Okay. I'm getting, you've got to, you know, be able to be open to solutions when you do have a relationship, because I get sometimes that, you know, I'm getting like with relationships, when I say relationships around you, I feel like a little frustrated, okay? So just, you've got to be able to, you know, like compromise when you are in a relationship and allow the angels to help you see solutions in regard to love, okay?
Okay.
So I'm trying to see like what is, you know, holding you back is what the angels are asking me to do here. So that's what I'm trying to see.
Yeah, I talk to the angels all the time, and Jesus and Mary.
But I'm getting, Pam, you're same old, same old. The angels are saying, Pam, same old, same old. You're stuck in that same old rut. Okay? So that's what they're showing me, like same old. Okay. And you're a very strong-minded person, Pam.
Okay.
They're showing me. What are they saying? You've just got to make sure that you're open and you're honest and really set a beautiful foundation for a relationship, Pam, is what the angels are saying.
Okay.
What else are
they saying? Well, I haven't had a relationship for a long time. I told you my fiancé passed away.
Yes,
so
and you will be in a relationship.
Pardon
me? Pam, I'm getting, like, you will be in a new relationship with someone that is sensible, affectionate, reliable, okay?
Okay.
But I'm getting you're too focused on other areas of your life.
I don't know what that would
There's
be.
There's not enough into the area of love. Does that make sense to you?
No.
Okay. You know what? You've got to get out there, have some fun. And
okay.
I'm getting the kind of relationship that you dream of may actually be coming soon and becoming your reality, hon.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You've got to stay optimistic. We have Archangel Michael coming, and he's standing by your side, and he's got his sword, and he's got his shield, and he's saying, Pam, no matter how hard you think this is going to be, he's here with you. And he's saying, I'm going to clear, you know, those path of obstacles that go before you. He's going to give you the strength and the courage you need to really connect and be inspired and have faith that the universe is on your side, and you will have that beautiful, beautiful, special relationship. Okay?
Okay, thank
you. So know that Archangel Michael is with you, and he's helping as well. Call upon him in the area of love, too. Okay, and I'm getting, you know, you've got to put 100% into your love life.
Okay.
Okay, so
what do you mean by that?
You've put into areas of your life, hon, you've got to put that as well into the area of love, okay?
And what do you mean by that? I don't understand that. Because I've been trying really hard to get out more and make my list
I'm just, again, Barbara's going to help to clear this because you're stuck in the same old rut, Pam. That's what I see. I see a car and the wheels are spinning and the mud is just going and you're not moving. So maybe subconsciously not even realizing what you're holding on to, okay?
Maybe. Yeah, you're right, I'm sure.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara and help you to get out of that rut. So Barbara's towing service is on its way.
Thank you so much. Hi, Barbara. I guess I need you.
Hi, Pam. Well, the first thing that they're showing me is that you are feel lonely. And that loneliness is a very strong, it's almost like a protective shield that you have around yourself. And, okay, so they're showing me that you will have two choices, and you will be attracting of what you will be attracting into your life. One of them is while you are feeling lonely and you are stuck in that energy of loneliness, and you attract someone into your life who is also lonely. And they show me this person clinging to you. It's like they're hanging on to you with their arms and their legs, and they're wrapped around you, and they're like, "Don't leave me alone." Because this is all based on that loneliness, and that is not what you want. That is not the kind of relationship you want.
But that is what you are attracting, because that is the energy that you are in. Change that energy.
Okay.
And the angels are working on you now. And it's about opening up your heart and recognizing that what you want is the love. You want the joy. You want the connection. You want the community is the word that's popping in. You want to be able to talk to this person and laugh with this person and do things with this person and have conversations
exactly.
about anything in the world with this person, and to know that this person is connected to you heart to heart. And there is no
yeah.
loneliness. There's no such thing as loneliness. And there is someone who is there that is like that, that is ready to come into your life. But they can't get in because right now you've got your loneliness shield up. So whenever you are feeling lonely, decide to feel a different way.
Okay.
Take the word lonely and remove it from your life. Seriously, just remove it from your life. And don't ever say to anyone, I am lonely. Don't ever say those words ever again.
Okay.
Instead, say, I am anticipating love. I am wondering what it's going to be like. I am feeling the joy of living and connecting with this special person. I am so excited about how my life is changing and evolving and growing. This feels great, and it's going to feel even better. In fact, every day it's getting better and better and better. I have love in my life. And you see how that feels so much better than being lonely.
Okay.
Okay, now Jesus wants to give you his message. Here we go. My beloved one, you do live what you are. And we want you to understand that. It's not a matter of telling the universe, this is what I want. It's a matter of being what you want, which is why we encourage everyone to make those lists of the characteristics that you want in this wonderful person that you are bringing into your life, and also the characteristics that you don't want. And then check and see what resonates with you. Are you being what you desire? Or are you stuck in the energies of what you don't want to experience? If you are stuck in the energies of what you don't want, you need to let that go. You need to shift over to being what you desire, because that is how you attract it into your life. The universe notices how you feel, and it brings you more of what you feel. It doesn't pay attention to what you say. It notices what you feel. So if you are sitting there feeling lonely, then you are asking for more loneliness. And when you are visualizing the person coming into your life, the person you are attracting is going to be lonely. You are not looking for lonely. Let it go. It no longer has a place in your life. Open your heart and allow the love. Truly being what you are looking for, key to that wonderful law of attraction. It's how it all works. It's how you create. It's how you experience. So let yourself feel that beautiful relationship, the fun, the love, the laughter, all of the things that you desire. Let yourself feel it. Feel it now. Just spend some time every day just feeling it. And then you are attracting it. And the more you do that, the faster it happens.
So it really is up to you. And we are asking the angels that are working with you now to help you to just let go of what no longer serves you. Just let it go. And if anything comes up, just let it go. Just watch it drift away. It's not coming up so that you can analyze it and hang on to it. It's coming up so you can just let it go. There is so much more out there for you. And your life really is shifting now. And we know that the one you had, you loved dearly. And he loves you. He's still with you. And he wants you to move on with your life. He wants you to open your heart and know that it's okay for you to love again. It doesn't disconnect you from his love. It opens you to more love. And that is what you are here for. Be the love that you seek. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share with you.
Okay, thank you very much. That was beautiful.
You are welcome. So, are you lonely?
No.
Good. I just wanted to make sure you were listening.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Have a blessed holiday season.
You too. And have some fun.
Okay.
Get out there and just have some fun. Because he's looking
right
for you. Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay. Now, I got the chat room up. Yay! And there are no questions in the chat room. But I can see the people in the chat room. So it's like, oh, yay! Okay. And remember, if you call in and you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that that symbol appears on my studio board and we know to call on you. And we have our caller from 11111111, which may be Queen. Oh, it does feel like her. Here we go. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I am fabulous. Be grateful.
Yes. Wonderful. So what kind of interesting stuff are you looking for today, Queen?
Some interesting stuff. That sounds like a good place to go. Some more interesting stuff for me to open up and experience and share and enjoy. More interesting.
Okay.
Stuff.
Well, let's see what we have for you. So, DC, what kind of interesting stuff do you have for Queen?
Yes, good morning, Queen. It's so wonderful to connect with you.
Hi, DC. How are you doing?
Mind me, I have a little bit of a frog in my throat here. My dog Ginger is sitting next to me, and she's singing, "I'm in the money." So that to me means money is going to come your way in 2018. It's going to be more than you need, Queen.
Love it.
And you've made exceptional choices. You've made exceptional choices. And the angels are saying, keep up the good work. The angel of abundance is coming and has heard everything that you've been putting out there to the universe. Okay? So you will have, you know, what you are wanting. Make sure in the meantime, you know, to pay it forward. If you go out for coffee or something, pay for the coffee of the person ahead of you. It could be as simple as opening a door, donating things that you don't want. And this is all things that are going to set the ball into motion, Queen. Okay? So
yes.
I'm getting, you know, like this is going to be an amazing year for you, Queen. An amazing, amazing year is what the angels are showing me. Let's see. Okay, hold on. Let's see. Come on, angels. Okay, let's see what they're showing me. Okay. I'm getting, Queen, I don't know if you've been thinking about entrepreneurial possibilities, but that's what the angels are showing me. There's something new coming in 2018 in regard to the work that you're going to be doing.
Okay.
And you're going to have enough money to pay off any kind of debt that you have already had, okay? So if there's any kind of nervous energy, please get rid of it. Just keep focusing on discovering what you love, Queen, and the money's going to follow.
All right.
So I have, like, beautiful abundance is coming your way. I mean, that's one of the biggest, you know, things that the angels are showing me is just abundance, like lots and lots of abundance, Queen.
Wow. That's beautiful.
So please keep focused on your long-term goals. And I'm getting, Queen, you're a beautiful spiritual being, but I'm getting that you are going to have a major spiritual awakening, okay? And you are going to achieve a major goal, Queen. So Ginger is getting bricks, and her and Joan Rivers are laying these bricks down. And Joan said, you're lucky I'm here. It's early for me. And she has on a pair of work boots, which I've never seen Joan Rivers wear. She's got on the bling bling and work boots. And Joan and Ginger are setting this foundation for you. So this is the time for you to lay down a new foundation. It could be for a home. It could be for a career. It could be for a relationship. Whatever kind of foundation you are thinking about, Queen, stay focused on it, and you can accomplish things very easily.
Yes.
So it's going to be a very, very beautiful, beautiful time, you know, for you. And I'm getting, you know, Ginger's showing me like the little stars in the sky, and she's got this magic wand, and she's saying, Queen, your wishes are going to be fulfilled. But I'm getting, like, for now, maybe you need to take a little break and rest a little bit. Okay? Because I know you've been working hard, but I'm getting you may need to take, like a little bit of a time just to, rest and relax, Queen. Have you been doing a lot lately?
I have been resting. I have been resting, but more. I take more. I have been taking it real easy lately.
Okay, well, that's good, because I'm getting you to rest even a little bit more, you know? So just make sure, do you get out and have fun, like have time to play? Because play is important too, Queen.
That's on my agenda as well.
Yes. And just make sure that you are eating food that nourishes your, you know, your body and your soul. Okay, because I'm getting like the food is very, very important.
Okay, of course.
And allow yourself to laugh a little bit, Queen, as you did as a child. And that's what I'm getting, like run and play and explore. Get in touch with that, you know, little inner child, and it's going to help you to be creative, okay? Because, Queen, you know that you are a very creative person.
Yes.
And you express that in so many different parts of your life, okay? And this is helping with the spiritual aspect of yourself as well. And, Queen, what I'm getting is that you are one of those people that are going to make the world a better place just by you being in it.
Accepted.
And just please take good care of yourself. I'm getting, you know, you don't rest and relax enough, okay? You make time to dream, take a nap, you know, and really connect with that beautiful inner wisdom within.
Okay, I rest a lot.
Okay, because the angels are showing me. That's what I said. I'm just giving what they're showing me. And make sure then you play. Maybe it's just that you're not playing enough, okay? And I'm
that's
getting there's a lot of people. Okay, there's going to be a lot of people, Queen, that are going to be very eager to be supportive in your endeavors, okay?
Yes.
So, you know, just open and, you know, welcome the people that come into your life and use your wisdom and your intuition to keep you on the path that you want to be on. And again, I'm getting, get ready, you're going on another spiritual journey, Queen. So it's going to be really exciting. So pack your spiritual bags, of course, and get ready. And I'm getting... You may actually even receive a message from a long distance. But I'm getting four-leaf clovers around you, and there's a journey coming. And at this time, just release and surrender, Queen, and allow the angels to come in and shower you with blessings of radiant love. It's time for you to just open your arms. Release anything that you've been holding so tightly on, okay? Open your heart, your arms, and your heart, and allow the angels to come in with their love and assistance, okay? You've been trying to do, like, a lot on your own, Queen, and really it's easier if we surrender the situation and allow the divine to come in, okay? Let's that beautiful divine wisdom of spirit, which of course is within you as well, help you to do things a little bit easier, okay? You don't have to give control up, but it's going to be, you know, faster, and you're going to have a better outcome, okay?
All right. Of course.
So please just, you know, don't worry. Your prayers are going to be answered. You don't have to worry how. There's no need to worry how, because they are going to be answered, Queen. And just in the meantime, you've got to relax a little bit. And I'm getting, what are they showing me here? Okay. You know, let Jesus come in and figure out the details, okay? And then we don't have to worry about things anymore. When we turn it over like that, we don't have to worry, okay? But you have to own your power. But this way, you don't have to, it's not going to be such a struggle owning your power. It's going to be a lot easier, Queen. And that's what I have for you. I hope that it, you know, made some sense to you.
Oh, it did, and I thank you. And the frog in your throat seemed to have left. And I'm glad that you...
It's still there. Jeremiah the bullfrog is still there. He's sitting quietly.
Uh-huh, the bullfrog. Huh? I have one over here in the jar that didn't survive. But anyway, you can put yours in the jar if you want. Or keep him in the
Oh, gosh. Well, maybe he came in just to say hello to you, Queen, and maybe it's a message for you, you know?
Could be. And as far as sharing with people, I had an experience the other day I'd like to share with you if there's time.
Sure. Go ahead, Queen.
I was in the store yesterday, and I saw this guy. He looked like, he could get an award for being a bum, for real. And in this environment, you just don't see that. And I looked him in the eye, and I was in line checking out, and he definitely was out of place, so he seemed. And then I'm walking out, and I saw him again. And my spirit said, okay, give him something. And I look in my wallet, and I wanted to give him a dollar. And I didn't have a dollar bill, but I did have it in silver. So by that time, he had walked through a counter, so it was a convenient place for us to do it without attracting attention. And I handed him the four quarters, and he said, thank you. And that touched my heart. He might have said, God bless you. But for sure, the thank you did it. But when he did that, I even shifted. And because at first, when I didn't have the $1 bill, there was a $5 bill in there. But then when it shifted when he said, thank you, So I said, give me those quarters back. He didn't hesitate. He just gave it back to me. And then I went into my purse and I gave him the $5 bill. But it was like so rewarding giving to a stranger. Then he started telling me a story, which I won't tell you. It was pretty sad. I didn't want to hear too much of it. But the reward for the sharing to this person, it was, for my heart, it was so beautiful. So just to validate what you were saying about giving, for me to do that, and the joy
that
it brought me. Yes.
Amazing. And I just got a picture in my mind when you were looking at him. He was out of place. I sort of felt like it was Jesus there.
It definitely was a
And how many
experience.
People would reach out to someone, you know, like they don't, like you said, they're out of place and people are thinking like negative thoughts, and who would be the one, you know, that would just, you know, welcome them? And it was you, Queen, no?
And it was my pleasure
to
have met him.
Cool.
Yes. Thank you for listening and for the message. Go ahead.
That I looked, and it says, you know, when if you have a frog as a spirit guide, it means it's time to raise your voice and be heard, Queen. And it also means that, you know, you hear messages from the other side.
Sure.
And call upon that frog when you need help going, like, you know, from a situation. That frog will be right there at your side helping you, Queen. And that's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, Queen.
All right. Thank you. May all your dreams be received by you.
Thank you. God bless you, Queen.
Me too.
Okay, so first I'm going to describe to you what I'm seeing, and then I'll let Jesus tell you what he wants to tell you. So the first thing I'm seeing is you, I guess this is like a day-long retreat for women, and you are sitting and you are talking with them and about life, about who they are, about what your heart is pouring out to them. And then you spend some time dancing, and it's just this beautiful flowing dance, and everyone is dancing, and it's just, oh, it's just such beautiful, amazing energy. And you guys have all of this wonderful organic food that you're eating and sharing and laughing, and you're just like reconnecting with your own spirit, the spirit of being a woman, all of that feminine energy. And it's just, it's absolutely amazing. So I get the impression you're supposed to do this. If this is something you've been thinking about, then this is your go ahead, do it. Okay, so here is what Jesus wants to say. Oh, and they're saying you should invite me. I don't know.
You're invited.
About all of that. But yeah, we'll see about that. Okay, here's what Jesus wants to say. My beloved, you are opening up to yourself. You are opening up to yourself more and more every day. And you feel that flow, that energy, that beauty, that pouring out of who you truly are. And you are connecting with all of these beautiful goddesses. And they are a part of you. And you are with them. And there is no separation. You are waking up. Waking up. Waking up. And we want you to keep doing that, to keep opening, to keep sharing, to allow your voice to come forth, to allow yourself to express the magic that is within you. You are changing the world as you are changing yourself. And we look forward with anticipation and excitement to see what kind of beautiful things you are going to create next. Keep opening. Keep opening. Keep opening.
What do you want to tell you? Open sesame. You know, when you were talking about the feminine energy gathering, I got the vibe of, because I have been vibing on doing it, and I've been invited to do something with someone who has a space that would be very suitable for goddesses. But I also got the vibe of, in terms of inviting you to have an experience where you come through via, not only you, perhaps others, you come through via the internet, or you project yourself into the circle. We'll let you come in that way, or something like that for people who are such as yourself, although you're an individual, very special individual, unique and sacred individual, to enter into the circle from other dimensions, because I love that kind of energy. So I'm just putting that out there in terms of possibilities, because that's sure what I felt when you were speaking. And thank you for the message.
Well, that sounds great. I like that. Okay. Well, let me know when it is.
I will, and namaste to both of you all, and me too, receiving all of your dreams easily, quickly.
Wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Namaste. Okay, I'm going to have to mute you. I don't want to, but I'm going to. Okay. Maybe the computer doesn't want to either. Okay. They're saying we need to move forward. Okay, so our next one is from the chat room, and it's Little Fairy, and she says she recently left her job, and she felt sad saying goodbye to a male coworker. And his initials are NJ, and he was friendly and supportive to her during her time there. And she wants to know that if their paths are going to cross again. Okay, so, DC, what are you getting for Little Fairy? And
I'm getting a yes, and I'm just getting little hearts all around Little Fairy. And I just see all these little hearts, and it's going to be like a surprise. There's going to be so much, you know, beautiful energy between them. But I do see, you know, their paths crossing again. Okay, and is this gentleman, I'm getting, he's like really independent. He's very enthusiastic is what I'm getting. And he's very mature. He's confident. And he's ready to really be with someone is what I'm getting, Barbara. That's what the angels are showing me, that he is ready to be with someone. So I don't know if Little Fairy is ready for all of that. Because, you know, it takes two, so I hope that she, too, is, you know, getting herself prepared if that's what she's wanting. But I do see a confident, and he's a very spiritual person, is what the angels are
wonderful.
Showing me.
Great.
Yeah, so just start, you know, envisioning what you want, Little Fairy, as if it's already here, because I'm getting it's going to be a reality soon. Okay, and, you know, let people know that you're interested in having a relationship. Don't keep it to yourself. And that's what I have, Barbara, for Little Fairy.
Okay. And Little Fairy was typing. Okay. I'm going to ask that you type in the regular room and not in the private room because it's not showing me the whole message when you do it in the private room. It's kind of screwy sometimes. But I think that she's saying that right now he's just a friend. But that doesn't mean that he can't be more. Oh, so she said he is very mature indeed and married. Okay.
Well, that isn't good. That part you left out, that isn't good. Okay, so the angels are, now Ginger has a caution light, Barbara, you know, and the light is saying, Fairy, slow down, be cautious. Little Fairy, slow down, be cautious. You know, you've got to have some emotional control of love entanglement.
Okay, let's see what they're going to tell me or what Jesus wants to say or whatever. Okay. Beloved one. See him as an example. See him as an example of what you want to have in a relationship. He's showing you potential. Allow yourself to see that. Allow yourself to get to know him, get to know his wife, interact with the couple. That energy is something that you really need. There's a part of you that really longs for more. It longs for that connection. But you're not really sure what that looks like. He can help you with that. He can help you see what it's like to just be, to open your heart to someone, to be loving and caring simply because you are loving and caring, not because you're looking to get anything out of it, but because that is who you are. Let him show you. Allow yourself to gain a better understanding of you and the potential that is there for you. This is a time for great changes in your life. You're going to change in ways that you hadn't really thought about yet, but it's all in alignment with what you truly want. So do not get stuck into any idea or image, but allow yourself to flow, opening more and more to the love that is within you. Allow that love to shine forth, because that is your life that you are creating. And there is someone coming into your life soon. So it's important that you have an understanding of what it is you truly desire, what it is you really want to create, what it is that you are radiating out from your heart. And love is in the air. Okay, that is what they're saying. Okay, mm-hmm. I'm reading and talking at the same time. It doesn't work. So she said, everything DC said is true, though, about him and what you said about him being mature and all of the other things. And then she says, thanks, Barbara. I would love to keep in touch with him and get to know his wife, too. And they're saying that that'll really be beneficial to you. So, anything else, DC, before we move on?
I'm just going to tell Little Fairy to put the intentions of gratitude out to the universe, and that's going to send out these positive vibrations, and it's going to magnetize, the, you know, like what she is wanting. That relationship is going to come to her. So if she would like someone like him and stuff, put that out there. That'll be awesome.
What? Great. Wonderful. Okay, we're moving to the caller from area code 856.
Hi, how are you? It's Rose Marie. I haven't talked to you guys for a while.
And what'd you say your name
was? Maria? Rose Maria.
Rose Maria?
Yeah.
Rose Marie. Okay.
How are you guys?
You're right, it has been a while.
It's been a long while.
And how is... How are things going for you?
I'm trying to get better. I've been sick for the last couple of weeks, almost a month, but trying to get better and stuff like that, and trying to be happy at the same time and relax at the same time.
Okay. Well, that seems like it should all work perfectly well together.
Hopefully. I guess the same thing as the last call, but they're not married. They're not... with anybody, so we're both single. Reconnection this holiday and birthday.
Okay, well, let's see what they're saying about you and that love and all of that. You see, what are you doing?
Well, I'm struggling here between Kelly and Jack. Gosh.
I guess they're
trying to give
yes.
a message. But Maria, I'm getting, get down, Kelly. I'm getting that you're about to make the right decisions in regard to your long-term happiness.
Right. I think
okay,
I have.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, I'm seeing little hearts around you. You have a lot of good friends. I'm seeing little clovers around you, too. There's a lot of, you know, luck around you. And just know that Archangel Michael is standing by your side, and he's saying, use your wisdom, Maria, to work through any kind of problems that you're presently having. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm just getting, you know, you need to relax and you need to feel like a little bit less stress. Okay?
Yeah, that's what happened. I passed out the other day for that.
You got to be careful, you know, because
yeah.
you don't have to do that. You've just got to, you know, like take a little bit of time for yourself and relax. And I'm getting just be confident in your ability. You can communicate what it is that you're wanting, okay? Your beautiful energy is opening. It's opening. It's flowing into every area of your life, Maria, okay?
Cool. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So this is a time to visualize what you're wanting, and you're going to bring it closer to you fast. Feel like sort of like the law of attraction, okay? So choose to think about only the thoughts that you are wanting, not the thoughts that you are not wanting, okay? Have you ever
right.
considered maybe a home-based business?
I was trying to do that, started up last year with them overseas, and hell broke loose, I guess, and the communication, and I just let it go. Hopefully next year coming.
Yeah, I'm getting that could be, you know, a reality based business. Okay.
Cool.
So just like you said, choose to think about what you are thinking about, okay?
All right.
And I'm getting, you know, you've got to watch your emotions are like really strong.
Yeah.
And they're affecting your health and the way that you, you know, do things. So you've got to just, you know, visualize everything positive. And
cool.
Sort of the emotions are like saying, you know, we're trying to let you know everything you need to know while you're experiencing what you're experiencing, okay?
Right.
And Maria, do not let any of the people around you, the environment itself, do not let all of this affect you. You've got to stay a little bit more detached.
Yeah.
And just, you know, the angels are saying, hon, fake it till you make it. Because you are going to make it. Control your emotions, stay centered, and focus on what you really want, and it will come to fruition, hon. And that's what I have for you.
Cool, appreciate it. Yeah, it's easier said than done. I was trying to do that, like, at the same time, and it's even harder. You know what I mean? Cool.
Watch what
appreciate
you're saying,
it.
Because you're, you know, it's harder. And then it's like you have a genie in a bottle, and the genie is saying, oh, Maria wants it harder. So really be specific about what you're saying, okay?
All right, got it. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Okay,
like,
and just...
easier said than done, and I'm, like, trying to disconnect and watch what I say, not to get mad about it.
You know what? My dog Ginger's coming in. Maria, my dog Ginger is coming in. And Archangel Michael has this extra stink industrial, you know, chakra cleaner. And he's giving it to Barbara, and he's putting on a pair of safety glasses. Get ready, girlfriend.
Cool.
So get ready, Barbara.
Cool.
Okay. One of the things that they want you to realize is that this whole, you know, getting sick and all of that, that's connected with fear that you have about actually moving forward with your own life, about having a wonderful relationship, about being successful, about changing. There's a part of you that is deeply afraid of all of that. And so Archangel Michael is going to pour in that chakra cleaner, and hopefully that'll get rid of the fear. So just let that flow down through you and go where it needs to go, and it'll do what it needs to do because it's very smart chakra cleaner. But you need to be aware of what you are feeling, because it is your feelings that the universe helps you to create, not what you say, but what you feel. And right now, your feelings are just, there's this little, it looks like a little cyclone of fear that's just raging around in your head. And the chakra cleaner is helping with that, and it's diminishing that little cyclone. But you need to know what you are feeling. And if there's something that you want in your life, then feel that. And, you know, don't make up stories about how it's going to be difficult, it's going to be hard, and this is not going to be easy, and I can't change, and all of that, because that actually keeps you in the fear, and that's not where you want to be.
Right, okay, yeah.
So, here's what Jesus wants to say to you. Okay, here we go. Beloved one, you are strong. You are strong. You have always been strong. And when you are listening to your own heart, when you are living according to what you know in your heart, then you create amazing things in your life. But lately, you've been more in your own head, more in the fear, more in the doubts, more in the reasons why you can't. And we want you to let that go. Because your life is not going to become the magnificent life that it is meant to be if you are stuck in fear. We want you to open up to your power, open up to what is within you. You know it is there, and it is time for you to live the truth of who you are. We are helping you. Call on us. It's time to let go and to really shine. This is your year of change.
Great. Cool.
Okay.
Feel a lot better now. Yeah, worry about what happened in the past and that's going to happen. Yeah, got it. True. Cool. Now I feel a lot better. Thanks, guys.
Good. Wonderful. All right, get out there and have a great time and stop being sick and go meet the wonderful people that are coming into your life, okay?
Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. And our last caller is from area code 724. Hi, who's this?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Shay from Pennsylvania. Thank you so much for taking me.
Well, we're more than happy that you called. What can we help you with today?
Yes. Hey, guess what spirits feel I need to know? Is that too vague, or would you like something more specific?
That's not too vague, unless there's something more specific you'd like to ask.
I guess we'll go with my original. My son, he's out of the country for Christmas, and it's the first time we've been separated for Christmas, and he went unwillingly. So I'm a little uneasy, to say the least, in my heart, you know, for obvious
How
reasons.
How old is he?
He just turned 12, December 2nd.
Oh, he's got a beautiful little spirit. Okay.
No, thank you. I appreciate that much.
Yeah, and he's okay. That's what they keep saying. He's okay. Do you see, what are you getting for Shay?
I'm just getting Shay, just keep sending positive energy.
Right.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Everything is fine, okay? So just please keep sending him positive energy.
Okay, yeah. He just left about Tuesday after school. He left, and he won't be back until the day after Christmas. So, I think he sounded okay this morning when I talked to him. I'm just, you know, worried about those, you know, a couple days from now. We've never been away from each other this long, let alone when Christmas comes, you know, closer to that date.
Well, that day, of course. But, you know, this is a good experience for him. And I myself am a parent. I think it's harder on us than it is them, you know, Shay?
Okay. All right.
Is there anything else that you were wondering about?
How about do you see anybody new romantically coming into my life, or rekindling with somebody from my past?
Okay, I'm getting someone is thinking about you, Shay.
Okay.
Okay, so you're making a message. Now, who
is that somebody?
Thinking about your girlfriend. And my dog can just... Girlfriend, keep those emotions in check. And you really got to start, like, you know, making sure you're thinking about specifically what you want in a relationship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying life's just going to get better and better for you, Shay.
I surely hope so.
So I'm getting something casual may start to, like, turn into something a little bit more. Okay?
Okay.
But you've got to really, really concentrate on what you're wanting. And, of course, we want to have, like, open communication at all times.
Right.
Okay, and I'm getting, you know, whatever you put your mind to, you're going to be able to have, Shay, okay?
All righty.
I'm getting just like a little insecurity on your part when you talk about relationships, though. You've got to be a little bit more optimistic.
I guess because my heart is still, I have two sons. I have the 12-year-old and 1-year-old, and I guess I feel my heart is still with the 1-year-old's father. I guess there isn't, that's probably what you're picking up on, not 100% comfortability even want to meet somebody else, right? I just feel like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I know I'm getting it's time to move on from that, Shay, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It really is. It's time to move on from that so you can have the love that you're desiring, of course. You know, and
okay.
Make sure that you decide that, you know, I want to have a new person in my life. I deserve to have the love I'm seeking. And when you get everything in the proper perspective, there's going to be a major change in regard to the area of love. The door to your ex will be closing, and then a beautiful, better door is going to open for you, hon.
Okay? Yeah, I like how you said that. I fluctuate in between. I just don't want to give up on somebody, but yet I don't want to wait. I do appreciate every day of my life. You know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, kind of torn between the two.
And just, you know, focus on what kind of relationship you want, what you want from a relationship and the qualities and what you don't want, okay?
Okay. All righty.
So that'll help, but you've got to, like I said, you've got to release your ex, because if the person that comes along is going to be your soulmate and you're still attached, it's not going to work out in the long run, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to turn you over to Barbara, and good luck with that, Shay.
Okay, thank you. Happy holidays. I appreciate it.
Okay. So you are putting out energy, especially around men, that you need to be aware of. One of the things that you're teaching your son is that you don't make good choices when it comes to men. That's part of the energy that you are putting out there.
Not to interrupt you, but I don't have any dealing with men. My son has met very far and few men in 12 years. And I have, you know, I just want to make sure we're on the right page with that.
Well, they're talking about you have feelings for the one that's the father of the baby. You still have some feelings about him, even though
he's not the right one.
Yeah, but you know that he's not the right one for you. You guys are not a match. It just does not feel good when I'm tapping into the energy of you and him. That doesn't fit. The same thing with the energy of the father of your older son, that does not fit. So that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about the energy around men.
Okay, now I have a better understanding. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not sure what you're looking for. I'm not sure that you really know what you're looking for. What are you looking for? Because you're not finding it. So I'm just...
I guess, to be honest with you, I haven't even been looking. That was just more, you know, it's not a main priority of mine, to be quite honest with you. And, I guess I'm just going, you know, through the motions. And when that time came, and if I'm meant to move on and meet somebody else, I feel that'll happen on its own.
And, Barbara, I just want to give you a little more information. Shay, you have... all these phobias from a past lifetime, and you carry a lot of anxiety. Release it. Oh, my gosh. You have so many fears that are blocking, like, every aspect of your life, okay? So you've got to be able to trust and release these phobias.
Okay, yeah. I don't know how much I believe in the whole past life and the present there. I'm kind of torn with that, to be honest with you, but I appreciate you bringing that to my attention.
Okay.
Well
Barbara, maybe...
I'm
getting underlying fears, Barbara. Go ahead,
yeah,
Barbara.
You have this kind of negativity when the word men comes up, there's a negativity that comes out in you. It's like this energy that I can feel. I don't even know that you are aware of it. But that's something you really need to release, because your son is going to grow into a man. And when he becomes a man, he's going to remember your energy. It's going to be very difficult for him. So
and if you were
really
able to really pick up, I'm negative about, not to interrupt you, but I'm negative about certain people based on how I've been treated by them. So that may have caused more of a shield, more of a wall, not a negativity. I'm not anti-men. I'm not one of those females. It's definitely more of a protection of the heart, you know. I have guy friends that I have a lot of respect for. Teachers, coaches, neighbors.
When you're protecting your heart, you are putting up walls. And the people that you have those, that you've had those experiences that were not pleasant with, it feels like they were predominantly male. And again, your son is male. So he feels your energy. He feels your energy, and it makes him question himself. In some ways, it makes him question whether or not you can actually love him, because he feels that negativity.
But on that note, I'm going to release myself from the call, and I really didn't appreciate that last comment about my son. So you ladies have a nice day.
Okay. And that's fine. But I hope
we're
going to
send her love and light.
Some help with that.
Yes.
It's really there, and it's really, it's something that she really needs to let go of.
Yes. So we're sending you love and light, Shay, and, you know, feel free to call back, and again, maybe you'll have a deeper understanding, and we still want to work with you.
Yeah, because I wasn't saying that there's anything wrong with you. I'm just letting you know what's there. And sometimes we have to see what's there in order to recognize that it's time for us to let it go. And that's definitely something that is time to be let go of.
Yep.
All right, so that was our last caller. And we are finished for today.
Oh, that's beautiful. Barbara, it was a beautiful show. I think
we're having a show next Tuesday or not. I think not, because that's the day after Christmas, isn't it?
It's up to you. I mean, if it's the day after Christmas, it's okay with me, Barbara. It's, you know, whatever you decide, ask guidance and let me know. And Ginger and I are always available.
That's fine. I don't remember what I actually put on the schedule. Of course, I didn't think
Tuesday
on there.
We'll play it by ear and see what goes on, you know?
Yeah.
And that's awesome.
Okay,
and I hope
we do have
a
quick question from our chat room.
Okay.
And this is from Jules. And the question is, will my ex sign his part of the life insurance paperwork by January 5th deadline for the alimony collateral policy? Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's a different kind of question. Okay.
It is.
Well, you know what I'm getting, Barbara, is that she's got to breathe. It's time to breathe. Oh, my gosh. Please breathe while you're asking that question. I felt you stop breathing. Okay. I'm getting a probably. I'm not getting a definitive yes or no. I'm getting a probably, Barbara.
Well, great. And, Jules, I'm getting don't make it so important. I don't know how much stuff you have wrapped up in this, but it's like, don't make this so important.
Yes.
And that's just what they keep saying, don't make this so important. So they're not going to tell me whether or not he will. They're telling you to relax, let it go.
Breathe. Make sure you breathe.
Yeah. Breathe, Jules. Spend lots of time.
Yeah, your job is done with that. It's up to him is what I'm getting, Barbara. Let go. Ginger's saying let go. You're too attached to the outcome. You know, and it's not going to be able to, nobody's going to move forward, because it's sort of like she's got these big weights and she's holding on to everything, you know, and nothing's going to happen, okay?
Yeah.
Release it to the universe and, you know, trust in divine timing. Your job with this is done. And Ginger's saying, don't worry, be happy.
Definitely.
So release it to the universe. Just be confident that everything will happen in the proper time.
Okay. Well, I think that is it for the show for today, and we will be back the next time that we're back, which I'll check and see when that is. And thanks, everyone, for calling in and sharing who you are and asking your questions and helping other people to see their own beliefs, see themselves through you. Have a wonderful, glorious holiday season, and we will talk again. Oh, and I'm on tomorrow with Elizabeth, so you guys can come and hear Elizabeth and talk to the beans. And it's been a while since I've had Elizabeth.
Yes,
gosh,
it
should
it
be
has
seven.
Yes. Yes.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye.